This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people rallied on the street to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem Saturday night as anti-government protesters joined forces with demonstrators calling for a deal to return the remaining hostages held in Gaza. Joseph Yair Angel is one of the protesters.
I'm very sad that from the 7th of October till now, not all the Israelis are back home. I call everybody in the world, the Israeli government, and everybody in the world who can do something to bring back our hostages, do it now.
25,000 pro-Palestinian supporters protested in London on Saturday. Stephen Capos is a Holocaust survivor and wants the killings to stop.
They should stop immediately, obviously. It is an outrage in the 21st century for genocide to be going on in full sight of the whole world. And there is no excuse whatsoever. It ought to be stopped, and I think the leadership of Israel are a criminal band.
It's been 11 months after the Hamas killing spree into southern Israel that killed more than 1,200, that launched a war in which more than 40,000 are believed to have died. The United States has informed allies that it believes Iran has transferred short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine. That word comes from two people familiar with the matter. They're not offering any details, though, about how many weapons have been delivered or when the transfers may have occurred. But they're confirming the U.S. intelligence finding. They spoke in condition of anonymity. The White House declined to confirm the weapons transfer, but reiterated its concern that Iran is deepening its support of Russia. The White House has been warning Iran for months not to transfer